How did you come to love piano?
I went to my first concert at the Music Center when I was about 4, I think, and heard a piano concerto, and I fell in love with it. But I also grew up, and the father of my best friend was a good piano player, and the mother of another friend, really good friend of mine, was also a professional pianist, and so I had a lot of exposure to it, and once I started taking lessons, I knew I really wanted to do it.
Why did you leave nursing school to do piano?
That's a good question. I actually went to nursing school to just try something different and experience something different and get some different perspective on life, and I really missed playing the piano, and I missed teaching full-time and spending my days the way that I was spending them when I was a full-time piano teacher and pianist.
Did you ever wish that maybe you stayed in nursing school or had another job instead of doing piano?
There have been other things that I've been interested in doing. I think at one point I thought about going to law school. I thought it would be really fun to be a lawyer. You know, I not to be a lawyer, but to practice law and to sort of study cases and go through the process of, you know, cracking mysteries and puzzles. I always thought that would be a really interesting way to spend my day. I don't think that since I went to nursing school and came back to piano that I've had any second thoughts about what I do professionally. I like being a pianist.
Is there any part of your job other than your passion for piano that you enjoy?
One of the things about my career, about teaching full-time and being self-employed, is that it gives me a certain lifestyle where I have flexibility in my hours and I have my days available to practice or to be outside and do things. And I don't think that there are a lot of other jobs that offer that.
When you're teaching me and other students, mm-hmm. when you play the piano, does it feel like you're working or does it feel like you're really just playing?
When I'm teaching, I just feel like I'm interacting with another person doing music. So we're kind of figuring out together, you know, how it's going and what it needs. And it feels very different than classroom teaching to me.
It doesn't feel like work at all, really?
No. You know, I'm doing my best to offer information and ideas and suggestions. But it feels a lot to me like it feels when I'm practicing by myself. And so it's kind of the same process, but I'm doing it with you. So I'm listening to what you do, and then I have to kind of assess it. But I don't really feel necessarily like I'm working when I'm doing my practicing either. It's more just what I do. I guess it is work, but it's not. It doesn't feel like something separate from my life that I go and I do and I, you know, then come back to life. You know, I mean, I guess if you think of work as being, you know, sort of trudging through the fields, I don't feel like that.
How important would you say is doing what you love in comparison to other things, like doing a job that just gets you a lot of money, like nursing, for example?
I think that finding a job that you love allows you not to have to spend the majority of your life just waiting till you can be done working. You know, so if you really enjoy what you like, you don't look towards the time when you can stop. Whereas I think if you're in a career that you don't love, you look for your retirement date. For me, I hope that I can teach and play, you know, as long as I can still walk and talk. Like, I don't look at a retirement date. I hope I can do it, you know, forever. I hope I can do it, at, you know, until the last minute.